The Gospel reading is from the Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. A first meaning of Jesus' instruction seems obvious. Take nothing for the journey because you are to move freely and quickly. There is an urgency in the work you must do, and you need to be unhampered, uncluttered, in order to do it effectively. Another meaning sees this simplicity and poverty as essential for the credibility of a teacher or preacher. The cynics, philosophers of the ancient world, supported their words with a lifestyle of dramatic simplicity and austerity. In the time of St. Dominic, the Cathars of southern France lived lives of similar poverty and asceticism. Dominic realized that if Catholic preachers were to have any hope, they would have to embrace similarly poor and penitential ways. The credibility of their message depended on it. And was it not, in any case, simply returning to the simplicity of the first apostolic missions? There is a danger in this, of course. My guru is more ascetic than your guru. Monastic communities were not always free of this kind of rivalry, as if asceticism were some kind of end in itself. What's the poverty for? What's the simplicity about? The only acceptable answer in a Christian context is that it is in order to come closer to Christ, to imitate him more completely in how we live and work. The apostles are being formed for their mission, and Christ instructs them not just through his words, but through his lifestyle. Like him, they are to preach repentance, cast out demons, and anoint people with oil in order to heal them. We may think that these things can still be done from a position of wealth and power, but the teaching and practice of Jesus and the experience of the Church says the opposite. A moment's reflection confirms that our own most convincing teachers of the Gospel impressed us by their simplicity, their sincerity, their non-attachment to wealth or power, their freedom in the service of truth, which enabled them to teach and reconcile and heal as they did. Christian simplicity needs to be physical and material, not just an idea or a notion. On the other hand, it is never an end in itself, but serves the preaching of the word, prepares the way for the power of the word to show itself, follows inevitably on our repentance and our acceptance of the word. We know from the other Gospels that this experience of simplicity and its effectiveness filled the apostles with joy.